from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, tensions are growing on the UCLA campus as law enforcement officers order a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators to disperse. The heavy police presence comes as administrators and campus police are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an overnight attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators. Elsewhere, police have dismantled an encampment at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, and activists clashed with police at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The White House was forced to defend its response to the protests affecting colleges nationwide, saying President Biden has been consistent in his condemnation of anti-Semitism.
Let's not forget, in 2017, he was very clear what we saw, the anti-Semitic vile that we saw in Charlottesville, on the streets of Charlottesville. He called that out. And one of the reasons he stepped into the 2020 election is because of what he saw.
Israel and its supporters have branded the university protests anti-Semitic, while Israel's critics say it uses those allegations to silence opposition. The celebration of life for Congressman Donald Payne is beginning right now in Newark at Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart. The six-term Democrat died at 65 years old on April 24th after spending weeks in the hospital due to a heart attack. Small and mid-sized businesses are pretty optimistic in 2024. According to a new survey from Bank of America, market executive Kathy Callahan says issues like inflation and higher wages have somewhat stabilized.
While those were of concern and continue to be of concern, they are not as insurmountable and as difficult as they appeared a year or 18 months ago.
And close to 90% of mid-sized businesses expect revenue to grow over the next year. Two-thirds of small business owners say the same. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. It is another preview of summer on the way for today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's very warm again today, but it's hard to call it summer-like because humidity is manageable and there's practically zero chance of rain and thunderstorms. That combination does not happen very often here in New Jersey, so soak it in. Highs this afternoon, 80 to 85 degrees. It will be cooler to the north and along the immediate coast. Look for good sunshine, passing clouds, a stiff breeze, and again, dry weather. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip into the mid-50s. A very different, cooler weather day tomorrow. With increasing clouds, highs only 60 to 65. Cooler still this weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, especially to the north. Highs only around 60. More rain expected on Sunday. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Weather made possible by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve. Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com. That's fight, the number four, yourrights.com, or call 732-704-4020. Right now across the Garden State in Jersey City, it's 56. Woodbridge is 60. Pemberton is 61. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.